8. Energy. Dialogue. When people talk about energy, what do they usually mean?
To most people, it means the supply of electricity, but it certainly does have a lot of other definitions.
Like what, for instance?
The energy released when you split the atom is one of the first things that comes to mind.
You mean the atom bombs and nuclear weapons?
Well, yes, that is one side of the equation. But the other side is that nuclear energy can be used for peaceful purposes, in particular for generating electricity.
But that can be pretty dangerous, can't it?
Not really. There are some risks, but the technology has improved immensely since the disasters of Three Mile Island and Chernobyl.
Aren't there safer ways to produce electricity than by using nuclear technology?
The vast majority of power stations use coal-fired boilers to produce steam, which is then fed to generators to produce electricity.
Okay, that sounds as though it's a lot safer than nuclear power stations.
It probably is, but coal is a fossil fuel, a non-renewable source, and it can produce harmful gases that pollute the atmosphere.
That's not really true. I have read about how the industry can clean up the smoke that comes from the furnace and get rid of all the harmful bits.
But we are running out of coal, and once it goes, we won't have any left.
Then we will have to use more solar and wind power. We aren't going to run out of those.
That's true, and many countries are already going down that path.
What about hydroelectricity? Isn't that likely to be a major source as well?
It already is, but not all countries have the opportunity to set up hydro schemes.
China has just commissioned one of the biggest hydropower stations when they finished the first part of the Three Gorges Dam scheme.
Yes, that was a tremendous engineering feat, and when finished in 2009, will be the largest engineering project in the world. Thank you.